This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a snow show Friday, and we are at Wachusett Mountain. And joining us right now, the governor, and I believe going forward, once the sale closes, also the CEO and partner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck. Wick, good morning. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Hey, Hillman. How you doing?
Doing great. I know that this was a little bit bittersweet for you, but sounds like you have found somebody worthy of putting the trust of the franchise and the fans in.
Well, that's what we think very much. I've spent a good amount of time with Phil, and I really feel great about his authentic fan credentials. I mean, he's doing this for the right reason. He's doing this because he wants to be part of the Celtics and wants to, you know, make them, I don't know, better than what when he found them. Or it's hard to do that, but trying to add some more, add another chapter or two to the history of the Celtics is it's a tough job, but he's really up for it.
Well, we've been going back and forth, as has everybody else on this, and that's an interesting kind of topic that you bring up, is when you're buying, and you know this because you did it, when you are buying a franchise, do you want a sports franchise and one like the Celtics, is the expectation that you're, you know, immediately going to make money? Are you buying it as from a business perspective, or is this something that you're buying because you love the game and you love what you're buying?
Well, we said to everybody that came through looking, I said, you know, the winning bidder here is going to be someone who absolutely loves it and puts money second. Because if you just add up the math, you know, maybe you should invest in the stock market, or you should invest in real estate, or, you know, crypto, or whatever you want to invest in. You know, there may be some things that do better. This was never about money for us. My group, when we came in 2002, we did it totally for love. I mean, I had to mortgage my house. Not like I had money, but the point being, the people that pay the most for teams are not going to be the people that say it's either this or buying, you know, treasury bills or S&P 500. They're going to say, I've got to have this. And so I think the person that's winning this kind of bid is going to be someone that loves it. Anyway, in that case, it's very true with Phil.
Wick, when it comes to you selling it, was it just the highest bid at the end of the day, though, or was there more to it? Did you want it to go into the hands of somebody who was locally grown and had a fandom for the Celtics?
Yeah, well, this was really more a family decision. There were advisors and the committee and all that stuff. I'm just going to leave it private, but it was a very straightforward and process, and and everybody had to do their best and final bids, and at the end of that day, one really stood out. So that's all I can really say about that. But it's not a personal pro or con on anybody. Everybody that was in the final group was more than qualified and would be a great owner going forward. I really mean that very sincerely.
What was the response from what has been the response from the players on this news? I imagine that could create some anxiety with guys, and have you talked that through with them?
Yeah, and, well, I talked it through back in the day, back in July and stuff like that. Talked in training camp a little bit, maybe, or over in Abu Dhabi, possibly. But I don't think they can speak for themselves. But it doesn't seem to me like it's upsetting anybody. I've told them that we're going to find someone really good to take over, and I've also told them that I'm planning to stay in, and that is what's happening. So there's continuity, and everybody seems to be, as I said in the paper today, Jason said to me, look, Wick, I trust you. It's going to be fine. So I think they're more, hopefully more worried about other things. I don't think this is hanging over everybody's head. I don't believe it is.
And for you, you'll remain at least for the next 3 years as the CEO and the governor, and going forward as a partner with this franchise, right?
Yeah, that's the way it is, and it's important that Bill and I can work together, and we are, and that's working great, and I think we both really want that to work out, and I'm optimistic about that. That's what I like doing, is kind of teaming up, and he seems to be the same way. And when you've got something like the Celtics, it's just so easy to put your own stuff aside in a way and just say what's good for the team. That's just the way it is, and that's the way other teams run it as well. It's not just us. We didn't invent that. It's just when you have something like this, you've got to take care of it, and that's what we're trying to do here.
Wick, what's best for the team appears to be, from the outside, that inevitably you get an arena, you build an arena that is Celtics primarily, that you're able to profit off of, that you're able to utilize. Is this the start of a new process with a new partner to potentially get something done after the sale is finalized?
Oh, that's not even it's probably not a topic I'm even going to get into today, but I will say this. We have a long-term partnership and friendship going back with the Jacobs now 22 years. It's been really quite something, and we've risen this team to close to the top of the league, like in the top three or four of the whole league in terms of revenues based on that lease and that building because of our fans and because of our team. But, it's not broken over there, and we have a great partnership with the Jacobs. There's room for one arena in Boston, not two, and because you need to have concerts and events to fill out the bill. And if we ever talk to the Jacobs, we all decided to renovate the garden very seriously. They've been huge, hundreds of millions of dollars of renovations, but if we ever decide to do anything, I'm sure we'd do it together and have both teams playing there.
All right, well, you answered my question.
Yeah.
Because my biggest thing, Wick, is I've always been not really concerned. I'm like, I think a lot of fans are, is people love to see the new arenas. And, you've seen what the Clippers have done with their new arena. And I think fans just loved that element of going to games and kind of seeing some of the newer technology that comes with arenas. So
Wiggy likes the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Wick. I've
been to the Clippers Arena. I just went out there a couple months ago and watched the Celtics play right after the fires. And I'm only going to say this in this nice public forum. It's fine. It's no different. It's like it isn't really any different. And so I'm just telling you that. That doesn't mean you don't want to have a top class. It is a top-notch arena. It's a very nice place. And we're going to make, if we stay in the garden for 50 years, we'll make the garden, continue to have it evolve and all of that, like Fenway does. Or we'll build a new one together, or who knows what. But it shouldn't be on everybody's mind. We've got a lease in the garden until like the 2030s. And we've got a good partnership with them, and we'll both upgrade whatever we need to do to keep the fans happy, because we're fans ourselves.
And Wick, I guess the other thing, you talked about players. I went through the sale with the Minnesota Vikings, and I feel like players did.
They actually decided to sell after they signed you, if I remember correctly.
Oh, great.
Yes, but,
I think, you know, for players, it seems like it's really for them, it's really about their facilities and everything like that, and, you know, how nice the facilities are and those type of things. And it seems like you said that, you know, obviously you guys got that building over there in, was that Brighton or Watertown, where that building is?
It's in Brighton.
Brighton, right.
It's on the Pike in Brighton, and that place is like the best in the entire NBA. That place is, there's second to none.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that would be the only thing that you look at.
Wiggy, they're 5 days a week there, and they're like 4 hours at the Garden every couple of days. Anyway, people can talk about whatever they want to. The arena's not an issue in any way, and our relationship with the TD Garden is going to continue, and we're all set. So that is the answer on that, and that's, as they say, final answer.
No, and I always appreciate you coming on because and answering these questions, because it's the news breaks and fans have all these questions, and I think the fans were talking yesterday about, hey, this new ownership group, which includes you, is going to come in and look at this luxury tax bill, whatever that ends up being, and maybe have to make some changes when it comes to the roster going forward, or any of those kind of things, Wick.
Well, let me put a pin in that balloon, too. It's not the luxury tax bill. It's the basketball penalties. Okay, the new CBA was designed by the league to stop teams from going crazy. And they decided that it's not just good enough to go after the wallets, because then the fans are like, hey, find somebody who can afford to spend, whatever, $500 million a year or whatever it is. And like the English Premier League. You know, I know seven guys that own Premier League teams in England with no spending caps, and most of them are wonderful.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wondering what the hell's going on. Anyway, over here, it's basketball penalties now. And there's like nine of them that kick in if you stay in the second apron. Like, you can't make trades anymore. It's very hard. You have to do one player for one. You can't add up guys. So you're trying to trade a player. You have to get the exact match on salaries, very close. You freeze your draft picks. They go to the end of the first round. You can't trade them. So all of a sudden, even if you finish really poorly, you got the 30th pick because of overspending. You can't sign free agents. You don't get mid-level exceptions anymore, et cetera, et cetera. So from a basketball standpoint, it's It's not luxury tax, it's basketball penalties. And that's why the Clippers dropped, I presume, dropped Paul George.
So does that mean that it will be like that for you?
Hang on a second. I'm just going to tell you what I was going to say. So the basketball penalties mean that it's even more of a premium now to have your basketball general manager, your basketball president, be brilliant and lucky, because you've got to navigate, because you can't stay in the second apron. Nobody will. I predict for the next 40 years of the CBA, no one's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years. So we have Brad Stevens, the reigning executive of the year, and thank God we do. He's the one that really brought us this championship with his brilliant moves. I mean, many other people, but Brad is forefront. And he's looking at this, and he's going to extend our window and make it work. I believe he will, and we'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
Well, and Wick, what's the process going forward? There ends up being a league vote on this. When does this close, and when does it happen?
Yeah, it's going to go, because it's now only a few games until the playoffs. In my experience, the league doesn't do a lot of stuff during the playoffs. They don't want to distract. We wouldn't have announcements or big meetings or stuff during the playoffs all the way through June, really, and the draft. So I think that when the buying group organizes absolutely everything and submits a big, giant, confidential like package to the league, the league may take a couple months to look at it. So I think we'll be looking in, July or so, would be my guess.
Wick, sale aside, how do you feel like Celtic City is going so far? Do you like the how people are responding to it?
I do. I know, I haven't read too many comments, but I've read, I think it's got 100 on Rotten Tomatoes or something. I've been looking a few days.
Yeah.
So, I think it does. Anyway, I really think they go deep, and I'm actually listed as an executive producer, but I think that the people that really did the work went really deep, and they weren't afraid to sort of say, here's the way it is and here's the way it was. And I like the connection between Jaylen Brown and Bill Russell. I liked Red rolling his eyes when he introduced the one owner, was it John Y. Brown? And Red's like, here's John Y. Brown. And then you see him like rolling his eyes. I don't know if you saw it, so free, but it was hilarious.
No.
I mean, there's these things that I didn't know for sure that are coming out. And I can't wait to see episode 8 and 9, because those are the ones that we're in. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Wiggy and I, we've talked about it endlessly. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I love
it. And for the period of time that, despite Curtis suggesting I'm 100 years old, missing, that Russell time and the way that was in this city, it's done so well.
It's
so
awesome. It has been must-see TV.
Unbelievable job with it.
And the best thing, I think, is Red, just people getting to know Red. And seeing him with his arms around Russell, and seeing him just lead the way, he doesn't care what color anybody is, he just was a winner. I mean, the idea that we brought him back is the first thing we did. I'm proud of that. Obviously he was nice enough to come back, and he spent, I think it was 5 years with us, and I listened to every word the guy said, sort of like how I listened to you, Greg. And so, I learned a lot from Greg. And I give him a lot of appreciation for trying to help these young guys who bought this team and didn't know what they're doing. He really tried to help us, steer us in the right direction, and he did a great job. He was the best.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time this morning, and can't wait to see what happens with this new group, which you will be a part of. And I know also Rob Hale will end up being a part of this new group going forward as well, Wick. Is that right?
He's an amazing guy. He sits on the baseline, kind of where I used to sit, and he's incredible. So Rob and many other people are coming in, and it's going to be really fun.
All right. Well, I think everybody here at Wachusett owes you a round of applause for delivering what you delivered, but you're not off the hook.
Yeah.
On number 19. I just want you to know that.
Keep them chips coming.
I feel a huge pressure to get the third one out of our group's time, and I would love to get it this year. It'd be awesome. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. As always, you guys are great.